At yesterday's workshop, one elder compared energy in the region to a family with a series of intricate connections, constantly maintained and entering into every aspect of Western Alaskan life. Natalie Hansen with Nuna Vista Light and Electric Cooperative presented a survey done to determine what changes people in the region might want to see in those relationships.
What did you get the sense that people wanted?
People want workforce development in the energy industry. They want energy efficiency. They want options for energy efficiency programs for their homes, for their businesses.
Hansen says people in Western Alaska seem to understand that being energy efficient is not only good for the environment, but has the potential to create jobs in the region and make the cost of electricity go down. And that's where Jesse Huff of the U.S. Department of Agriculture comes in.
For me, it's about finding people that have a project that they're trying to do and finding a way to help them.
Huff works in the USDA Office of Rural Development that gives money to communities who want to move towards greater energy efficiency.
People don't even know to call our office, so going to an event like this is where you hear about the projects that people need funding for or need assistance with.
Huff says many grants go unused because people don't know that they're out there. Chilista Corporation unveiled a new grant-funded project to identify and then treat energy needs across the region. George Olatuk, government liaison, presented the project called the Chilista Energy Management Assistance Initiative, or CHMAI.
We don't know exactly on an individual household level the consumption for electricity. We don't know the cost of heating those homes.
Olatuk says that the data is the first step. Without knowing what the need is, no one can do anything. But once that's complete, Chilista has big plans.
We can at some point eliminate diesel generators and tank farms that fuel those generators with wind, solar, and other types of region-wide energy infrastructure.
Chilista is also planning a capacity-building component for managing new equipment, something that would move towards workplace development that people say they want to see in the villages. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.